Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second, the left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Grace. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbein. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball towards right. Cullenbine catches it and throws to home to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Harris reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Cullenbine scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Trotsky moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Trotsky scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet lobs pinch hits for Bob Harris. Chet lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Grace moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.